Breaking up is hard to do.
Finally, he told me that he wasn't ready to get married.
The day before.
We're supposed to get married.
And when a breakup sounds more like true crime than a true love story, they come on The Breakup Breakdown to talk about it. We cover everything from lies.
Took me years to figure out what happened. The lies about having cancer.
To cheating.
His hand was up her skirt.
And everything in between.
I can't do this crazy throuple thing.
Hear the latest gossip from the couples you've never heard of.
Drama after drama after drama.
We break down this week's breakup only on The Breakup Breakdown podcast.
The Burt Show.
Gen Z, get your armor on because it's time to defend yourself.
Armor up!
So we have talked about like the battle of the generations here on The Burt Show. And we had a list recently. Not our list, but a list we found. And it was basically just cracking on boomers and all the funny and comical things that boomers say or do. Then we had a boomer hit us up. And I don't even think he was a boomer. I think he was just like writing in to defend boomers.
Defended him.
He was an ally of the boomers.
Yes, he was, Abby. He was a boomer ally for sure. And defending the boomers' honors. The boomers' honor. So I felt in, to be fair and balanced, I scoured the internet and I found a list. In verbatim, it's things that suck about Gen Z. Okay. It came from prosandcons.com. So I wanted to read through this list as we have several members of Gen Z here on our show. Mo, you are a millennial, correct?
I'm a molennial.
You idiot. I am Gen X. I'm like almost the forgotten generation. Nobody ever really talks about us, and I am totally fine with that.
Y'all are just so unproblematic. There's nothing to say.
We're coasting. We're just coasting and watching all the other generations battle it out royale. But we also have several members of Gen Z. Romeo, how old are you?
I'm 26.
Abby, how old are you?
I'm 26.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to run through this list, and you're going to let me know if you agree or disagree that this is what causes your generation to suck.
I'm ready.
Bring it.
Over-reliance on technology. Gen Z doesn't know life outside technology, and they rely on technology to solve all the problems they have. They also know little about life before social media.
Admittedly, I do think we're pretty dependent on like technology and computers and phones, but I don't think that's, I think the pros outweigh the cons on this because I have been able to be more independent in my life because I have the resources to have more knowledge than I could just have on my own. Like moving to a new city, I don't know how y'all drive around here. Like I can't go, I can't leave my front door without using the GPS. So they were right for that in some instances, but I think it's better than not having it.
Yeah, it just sounds to me like you work smarter, not harder.
All right, I dig that. Lack of real life wisdom. Although they're confident and self-centered, they lack real life wisdom to handle most of the challenges they come across.
Oh, they're coming for y'all.
Oh, you. It gets worse.
Okay. Like y'all dumb as hell.
How does that one make you feel? Let it wash over you.
I think, but you could say that about any of the younger generations. Mm-hmm. Like the boomers at one point, I'm sure whatever the generation that was the boomers for them said the exact same thing. Like, they don't know anything.
Yeah.
It's because I'm 26, Cheryl. I haven't been here a while.
Cheryl. Like, let me live for me to find out what wisdom is.
Got it. Next, we have internet addiction. They spend more hours over the internet. Most of them spend approximately 6 hours a day on the internet.
Oof.
I also know a lot of older people that are addicted to the internet. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're just, you know, I that kind of goes along with over-reliance of technology. Anything that's too much is a bad thing. You just got to pace yourself.
Yeah, because it's like, you guys didn't have internet back in the day, so you had to, like, read books and, like, the newspaper. So, like,
who reads books anymore?
Yeah, like, it's just
Abby, who loves books all the time.
What I'm saying is it just, I guess it depends on what you're spending your time on the internet doing as well.
Okay.
That's fair.
Not loyal. Gen Z are not likely to stay in one company for too much. They're more aggressive and are always looking for new favorable opportunities and don't show too much loyalty to the company.
I don't think that's fair. I just think we have more opportunities. So, especially with this job, when I applied, I had reached out to somebody that I knew some of y'all. So I was like, hey, how do I get on the show? Apparently they knew nothing because they ended up not responding. But I think we're more aggressive in the sense that we have more opportunities to be aggressive.
And I actually want to defend Gen Z because I think you guys are wising up. You recognize that companies aren't loyal to you. So yes. Why should you be loyal to the company?
That's what I was going to say.
Yes.
Because I think a lot of times we've learned from the older generations of how much they had to like handle with these companies that never show loyalty. So now we look at it where it's just like, well, what do you do for me?
Yeah. According to prosandcons.com, things that suck about Gen Z, you guys are demanding.
Mm.
Gen Z has high workplace expectations compared to Gen Y, who is more easily frustrated in the workplace, making them always move from one workplace to another in a short time.
That kind of goes hand in hand with the last one.
Yeah. Cynical. Gen Z is regarded as more cynical than millennials, and they favor a realistic outlook over idealism.
I actually think Gen Z is more DeLulu than any of the other generations. Yeah. that's like a common joke on TikTok is we are in our DeLulu era.
Yep.
Lack of experience. Gen Z lacks work experience and companies have to invest more in training and development to improve their skills.
Oh my God, I'm 26, Cheryl.
Right. Like somebody's got to give us a shot. Like we got to get the experience somewhere.
And unpredictable. Gen Z is always dynamic and has an unpredictable career path. They keep on shifting from one job to another until they get what they want.
All right, Cheryl.
Heaven forbid they get what they want.
Now, this list sounds like a boss. Like somebody, like a management wrote it, and then the employees just upset that they can't have a Gen Z, like, stay in the work for too long.
All right, and I couldn't help myself. So, because these lists were actually far and few between as far as when it came to Gen Z. Apparently, people find it a lot easier to make lists about boomers than they do Gen Z. So, I decided, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to, in my Google, type in, why does Gen Z, and see how it autofills.
Okay.
So, just really quick, if you Google, why does Gen Z, ... you're going to get, why does Gen Z hate skinny jeans?
Oh, yeah. I feel like every generation has, because I'm an elder Gen Z, when it stopped becoming cool, I was like, oh, I love my skinny jeans. What am I supposed to wear with boots? I feel like every generation has like iconic jeans like bell bottoms or low rise.
Why does Gen Z want to be ugly?
I don't.
Why does Gen Z wear hoodies in the summer?
It's cold in the studio.
Why does Gen Z not want to work?
Do you want to work?
Why does Gen Z hate feet?
Because we have to sell pictures of them on the internet to make money.
Why does Gen Z have anxiety?
Technology.
Why does Gen Z not want to drive?
I'd rather Uber.
Why does Gen Z type in lowercase?
It's sassy.
Why does Gen Z hate side parts?
That one I'm still fighting.
Why did Gen Z dress so badly?
Cheryl, let me live!
Hey, Gen Z, we love you. Heart hands.
The Burt Show.
This is the podcast equivalent of Drinks with Your Best Mom Friends.
If your best mom friends just happen to be therapists.
Introducing Honest Women with Andrea Berkley
and Jessica Hutchison. We know another therapy podcast,
but it's not the whole be more, do better rotating panel of experts thing. 30 minutes, no filter, and the deep knowledge that no matter what you're going through, you are not alone.
Listen to Honest Women on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.